I mean, Hamburglar is, I can only put four in this poll.
Only okay, four.
Four.
Twitter limits it for
three. That's right. So if you had to choose between, not you personally, the CEO of McDonald's, if you had to choose between the Hamburglar and the Fry Guys or Grimace, does Hamburglar go in the mix here, or does Ronald go in the mix?
Can't trust Hamburglar. Yeah, although he does live, you know, dangerously.
Right.
So you might have a fun relationship with Hamburglar, but can't trust him because he's spent too much time in the pen, man.
So you, well, <it's, laughs> okay. So I mean, if I went, and where is the structure between like? The inside McDonald's, is Ronald McDonald, can he tell Mayor McCheese what to do? Is he a superior? I would imagine Ronald is a superior among the McDonald's characters.
Yeah, Ronald McDonald is the CCO. He's the chief clown officer of the entire business. I mean, he runs everything.
Okay, so the choice is Mayor McCheese, Grimace, Birdie, Ronald McDonald. Do you think that's fair or not?
That sounds fair, but I hate that you're getting rid of the Fry Guys.
So who would I get rid of? Would I get rid of Grimace for the Fry Guys?
No, I like the
Grimace
guy.
Being.
Like, yeah, Grimace has to be in. Grimace, you know, it's probably good to have a relationship with Grimace because he's been made fun of his whole life.
That's right.
Know that he has a weight issue and probably a really nice person.
A weight issue? Grimace got a weight issue.
He has an issue with his weight.
Okay. Well, what we'll have to do is have an addendum poll because Twitter limits us to four. I'm getting ready to put this on the Twitter feed at FM Talk 106.5. McDonald's CEO fired after admitting a consensual relationship with an employee. Who do you think the employee is? Choices here, Mayor McCheese,
yes.
Grimace, Birdie, or Ronald himself?
And no Officer Big Mac.
I can't. We'll have to do the addendum.
Officer Big Mac was the whistleblower. In this case, they're gonna have a hearing, and you'll have like impeachment hearings, and Officer Big Mac will have to testify.
He's the whistleblower.
As the whistleblower,
Big Mac's the whistleblower. All right. Hey, by the way, this is Mobile Mornings on a Monday. Glad to have you along and a lot to talk about. I'm going to get into some national politics, of course, because impeachment next phase going on today in Washington and moving on. We'll talk about that and the whistleblower, what the president had to say over the weekend. And actually, interesting take. Here's Chuck Todd. Okay, so Chuck Todd commenting on Alabama politics. I will say I'm impressed that Chuck Todd has the handle he does on Alabama politics. Here's a story from Yellowhammer News. NBC's Meet the Press moderator Chuck Todd on Friday spoke with WVTM in Birmingham, TV station in Birmingham, about the Alabama 2020 Senate race. Of course, we know that Roy Moore is now making it official. He's been kind of in, but now he's qualified and in. In a almost 7-minute segment, Chuck Todd touched on Roy Moore's candidacy and the potential of Jeff Sessions jumping into the race in the last week of qualifying that comes up this Friday. During the remarks about the former attorney general, Todd advised a key hypothetical Sessions bid would be whether President Trump would vocally or publicly oppose his candidacy or not, something we talked about, you and I, on the show quite a bit last week. Let's go to that audio. Here's Chuck Todd, and here's his take on that whole scenario here in the Alabama Senate race. The
question is, how hard does Donald Trump try to defeat him? Right? We don't know. I know there seems to be some hints that if he's got a favorite in the race, it's Tommy Tupperville. Though I know that Bradley Byrne is trying everything possible to keep the president as neutral as possible. But that's the open question here. Does Sessions, and if he does get in, does it entice the president to play in the primary, which of course scrambles everything?
One last question. There's kind of been an ongoing feud between state party leadership in the Democratic Party and the DNC.
Yes.
And just kind of curious what that does to Democrats looking at 2020 and wanting to run in congressional races and other races here in Alabama.
I think what it means is that you if you're looking for national party support, don't work with the state Democratic Party. I mean, I think right now it is that kind of bad standoff. I think this is a huge black eye in the National Democratic Party. They've got to figure this out. They've got a Senate seat at stake. I mean, they can, you know, Doug Jones can basically build his own operation. It's not as if the Alabama Democratic Party had an effective track record before this. So, you know, in some ways, Doug Jones is his own entity. So I don't think it has too much of an impact on him. But I think mid to long term, it could have a larger impact on the Democratic Party. Here's an opportunity in Doug Jones that you could use to build the party back up. But there's so much dysfunction on the state level in this fight with the DNC that I think it certainly stunts the growth there. I think it's a big problem. I think they've got to This has got to get resolved. I know Doug Jones has got his own campaign to worry about. They need some sort of senior statesman in the party to help resolve this, to either get the state party folks to back off, leave, and start over, or whatever it is. But I think it's a long-term problem here for the National Party.
All right, so there you go. So there's Chuck Todd with his take on Alabama. Of course, he loses me because he calls former Auburn head coach Tommy Tuberville. Yeah. He calls him Tupperville, like Tupperware.
Yeah, I'm not sure Chuck Todd has spent a lot of time on college football Saturdays.
Chuck Todd watched a lot of SEC ball?
I don't think he did, but I was surprised at his knowledge there of what's going on in Alabama.
Well, and part of what he talks about is something that we've talked about several times and we'll continue to talk about, what's going on, because people are getting cursory. They're hearing a little bit here and there about what's going on with the Alabama Democrat Party, and they're trying to figure it out. I can say this. Here's what we know. According to the Montgomery Advertiser report, Kelly reported it earlier today, Representative Christopher England out of Tuscaloosa. He was elected on Saturday to be head. And this is where it gets confusing, because there's a state party, there's a national party. Yep. They don't agree right now. There's people within the state party that disagree on the direction of the state party. So this is what he has got elected to. But he is now head, but that may not settle the battle between the two groups, I think down to two, let's say, within the Alabama Democrat Party that disagree. Now, England got 104 out of 171 ballots cast at the meeting, so he came in as the winner. He got the majority of them. Vote came after approximately 175 members of the SDEC, the party's governing body, voted 172-0 to remove Chair Nancy Worley and Vice Chair Randy Kelly. In a statement after the vote, Worley said she was reelected in 2018 and she intends to continue leading the party.
Oh, boy.
So she's saying basically that she doesn't agree with the vote that would have her replaced, so she's not going anywhere or something like that. This could lead to some drama. You now have duly elected, the way I would see it, inside the Alabama Democrat Party, Representative Chris England. And then you have Nancy Worley say, I'm not leaving. I'm staying.
And what a time for this to all be going down.
No joke.
With the 2020 campaign. I mean, they are in the campaign right now, I would say. So
yes.
You've got the election coming up soon, and all of this going down. The Democrat Party here in Alabama is just completely, upended right now.
But you heard, it pains me to be agreeing with Chuck Todd, but you heard Chuck Todd say it, and it is accurate, that the Doug Jones, it's an entity into itself.
Mm-hmm.
The what comes around to campaign for Doug Jones is not dependent. Doesn't mean it wouldn't take help from, but I don't think dependent on the Democrat Party here in Alabama. He can almost operate separate from them.
Well, how much did they help him when he won this last Senate race?
You know, those arguments go back and forth, man. And I don't know enough to. I've heard from different sides that say the majority of the help and the big push to get Doug Jones to win over Roy Moore came from outside the state. Democrat entities outside the state coming in to back up Doug Jones. Now, I've heard from people in the Alabama Democrat Party that say Doug Jones couldn't have done what he did without the grassroots support of the Alabama Democrats. You know how I do that? I put everybody in the same room and let them battle it out and figure it out. But those are the two takes I've heard on it. We'll talk more about this. And what if the former Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions gets into the mix? What does that mean in the Senate race? That and a whole lot more on the way.
This information update brought to you by Quince Sporting Goods in Saraland. For every hunting season, Quince has everything you need and want. Quint Sporting Goods in Saraland, just off I-65.
Wow, that voting is moving around a bunch on that poll. By the way, two polls going on. We could talk about the official 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question on the front page of FM Talk 106.5. And then another unscientific poll I have going on Twitter. By the way, our 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question: if the impeachment inquiry hearings are televised, will you be watching? Right now, tie ball game. 50-50 out there.
And it's looking more and more likely that they will be televised. I think this is the last week of the closed door hearings, and then they said they'll move a little more public. Now, we're still on the impeachment inquiry They voted on the rules and regulations for this inquiry, not actually in the impeachment process yet.
But then, if they will allow TV cameras, the TV cameras will be there. I think a lot of people will be watching. Be one of those things like March Madness going on during the workday, and people be sneaking a peek here and there.
Without a doubt.
We'll be carrying the audio. Yes, of course. You can vote in the 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question there. Speaking of 1-800-GOT-JUNK, you got to get the junk out before the family comes in for the holidays. You need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. You used to have a guest room. I remember it was really nice. It had a nice bedspread and everything. We can't see it now because all the junk that's piled up in there because your junk drawer got full and you started putting it in the junk room. Get the junk on. You don't need that stuff. Call the folks who can make that happen very quickly. That's 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Also can do the stuff around your house. You know, you've got the swing set and your children are all grown now. Maybe get rid of that. Or maybe it's a storage unit you need cleaned out or something at your office or shop. Hey, you need junk gone. You need it done quickly. You need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. That's my buddy Trey. He's been doing it for 11 years in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Give him a call today at 1-800-GOT-JUNK or go online and check him out at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. All right, so that's the 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. If the impeachment inquiry hearings are televised, will you be watching? And then the other question that I have rolling on Twitter, also unscientific, but my goodness, is this moving. I pointed out the McDonald's CEO was fired for admitting a consensual relationship with an employee. Who do you think the employee is? Right now, it's Ty Ballgate, just tied up. Mayor McCheese and Grimace are tied up at 33%, Birdie at 28%. And Ronald McDonald, only 6%.
Ronald's too good for that kind of relationship.
Maybe because they would not be an underling. Mm-hmm. They would be. I would say that the CEO and the CCO,
CCO, Chief Clown Officer.
So the Chief Executive Officer and the Chief Clown Officer might be on the same level. And so it would
maybe
be,
I would still rank Ronald ahead of even the CEO of the company.
So he would have been. So maybe the CEO was trying to work his way up.
Yeah. Wow. Well, in my opinion, I think I voted Mayor McCheese because he's not mentioned along with the big boys of McDonald's. You got Ronald, Hamburglar, Grimace.
Are you trying to prove that you're saying Mayor McCheese is trying to sleep his way to the top?
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that he was kind of working his own little side game there.
And also, you questioned, did the CEO want a girl or a boy toy?
Yes. They always ask that.
Yeah, well, check that out on Twitter. All right. Take some phone calls and texts here. And also, the Sessions angle, you heard Chuck Todd talk about there. That's what we talked about last week. If former Senator Sessions gets in the mix, let's say that he's trending, you know, I think he's going to, if he does, he'll come in the top three. Okay?
Yeah.
He's in the top three. Then does President Trump just stay out of the Republican primary, which you should do? I should argue that if you are a Democrat or a Republican president, you should stay out of primaries. You should let those work their way out, and then you come in and help during the general. But will President Trump, if Jeff Sessions gets in, will he work against Sessions in a primary?
He won't stay out of it because he's already mentioned something about it. He had there was a Trump dinner, I guess a fundraising dinner or something along those lines last week. I think it was Tuesday, and Trump was speaking there, kind of doing his, you know, freestyle talk for like about an hour. And he asked, was it Gary Palmer? He said, question for Gary Palmer, who is going to win Alabama? Don't tell me Sessions. Is it going to be the coach? Talking about Tommy Tuberville there.
So is Tuberville, is that the president's person? And will he make it known beyond something casual like that and campaign directly for somebody inside a Republican primary? It's to be seen, although sounds like it might start right now. All right, let's go to the phones. And speaking of senators from Alabama, Freddie's in Mobile wants to talk about Richard Shelby. Hey, Freddie.
Good morning, Sean. I'd like to ask you and your guests that...
I don't have a guest. Hold on, Freddie. That's not a guess. That's Dalton. And Dalton's been with us now how many years?
Three, four years on the show.
Yeah,
two years on the show. That's right.
So, hey, Sean.
Yes.
Is Richard Shelby in a crib in Washington? I haven't heard anything from him for the last 2-3 years. So I was asking.
He came out last week.
On it.
He came out last week, Freddie. Freddie doesn't listen.
What is he up there for if he's not going to speak and represent us? Is he going to sleep or what? We're not, but you asked the question. I do not believe that Jeff Sessions will take another shot at that because he's been through it. Mm-hmm. He knows Trump will not come to Alabama to support him, so why get in that mix again? He's been through that. Enough is enough. I like to say to the family of the Ollie Dell Shemp, He was a great gentleman for the city of Mobile. You guys have a good day. Thank you.
Okay. I would say thank you as well, but Freddie's not listening.
He wouldn't hear it.
So, for everybody else, not Freddie because he's not listening, but and as much, Lord knows, I've dug my hole and continue to dig it, you know, maybe poking fun at the Giant every once in a while for Richard Shelby. I've also defended the fact that having him as head of appropriations is a good thing. I think we should have done, he should be doing more with that, but it's, I mean, this is a big, big dog position in Washington. I mean, big dog, big, big dog position in Washington, and that's our senator. Okay. Freddie, he did speak last week because he spoke about that he would back Jeff Sessions if Jeff Sessions was running in the primary.
Yeah, he's made himself pretty clear about that over the last year or so.
Yes, and he does speak. He doesn't speak all the time. Trust me, he doesn't come on the show except when it's election time. He's been mum about a lot of things, but he speak. I mean, you watch national news, they'll get Richard Shelby on for this or that. So he's there. He's not in a crypt. So but you weren't listening. That's for everybody else. All right. Also, the Tuberville effect. I mean, of course, and we're going to try to get Tommy Tuberville on the show this week and talk about that. Will he say, "Oh yeah, I feel like I got," because he has disagreed with the president a couple times, which is, you know, he's on some things, which I think is a good thing, although it's not politically expedient in Alabama. It's good to have some differences if they are legitimate. You know, on things like trade or farming or something like that. That, once again, y'all, everybody says, who's going to stand with the president? Listen, they're all going to stand with the president. Mm-hmm. Everybody who's running in the Republican primary in Alabama is going to stand with President Trump. Okay, so get over that. So who is going, the next question is, number one, who can beat Doug Jones? That should be a real question. Who can beat Doug Jones? And now that, who will do the best job for Alabama? Remember, because if President Trump doesn't win re-election, or even if he does win re-election, you're going to look at a senator that could be there long past President Trump. We hope so, because that's how you punch above your weight class, is the fact that we've had some senior delegations in the Senate, you know, up to the point when Jeff Sessions stepped down. I think we had the most senior senatorial delegation.
Yeah.
So the person you elect now, most likely, will be there long after even a second term for President Trump. What is that person, what is their skill set to do the best for Alabama? It could be a Democrat in office or Republican one day. Think about how long people say, well, Richard Shelby's been there. Think about how many presidents have come and gone while Richard Shelby has been a senator. The same choice is going to be up to us now. If you believe Doug Jones will be beaten by a Republican, and I do, that Republican, they're all going to stand with President Trump for the next year or 5 years. Okay. Who then does the best job for Alabama? I mean, that is, you got to get past this kind of sugar high, flash in the pan, and play some long game. Nobody wants to talk long game. Everything is just what's going to happen in the next couple months.
Well, every single candidate would for sure argue that they will do the best for Alabama. Of course, it'd be ridiculous.
But how?
So, Tuberville, he was speaking last week in Dothan, and there was an article out on DothanEagle.com, and he was saying that not having any political experience is part of what makes him, you know, worth voting for.
Right.
He mentioned the swamp again, said he's tired of seeing the kickbacks in the swamp. This is not an ego trip. I have money in the bank. I want this job.
Okay. I wonder if is it a fair question of me, and you can answer it, 343-0106. It's not rhetorical. If a football coach came to a program and said, you really need to come get me to be your football coach because I have no coaching experience. I have no coaching experience. I've been selling widgets for years, but that's why you should have me as a football coach.
836 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings on a Monday. Let's talk with Louie Arata from McConnell Automotive. Hey, Louie.
Good morning, everybody.
So we had a fantastic weather weekend. How'd it go out on the lot at McConnell Automotive, and what you got going on for November?
Oh, had a great day Saturday. Had a lot of people out. Want to thank everybody for coming in. Also, we got some great trades. Also got a few diesels. I know I keep harping on it, but they're not staying there. I think we've sold four or five the last week. Got some more coming in. We got that new diesel the GM has built that's coming in, and they're just flying out of there left and right. We're getting some great trades. Also have some new rebates coming in. We're going to check on those this morning. We'll try to let everybody know about those. just come see us or check us out at McConnellAutomotive.com.
And, Louie, I know you guys buy pre-owned vehicles straight from the customer, too. What all they need if they want to sell you their car?
That's right. All we need is the VIN and the miles, the current miles. And we can check it out. We can pull a Carfax, see if it's ever been wrecked or anything like that, and give you a price right over the phone. We've done that a few times and bought a couple of cars off that.
Man, that
is... Like I said, we appreciate it. The phone number is 251-476-4141.
Some good stuff there. Thank you, Louie.
Thank you.
That's Louie Arata. Go see him at McConnell Automotive on Dauphin Street, just east of I-65.
Right, 8:38. Interesting trio of polls out. I'm not saying that you got to believe what the polls say, but these are polls that are out. Fox News poll, 49% favor impeaching President Trump. Says first paragraph. I'll read the first paragraph of each one of these. Nearly half of the voters want President Trump impeached and removed from office, according to a new Fox News poll. In addition, 6 in 10 believe the president did ask foreign leaders to investigate political opponents, and 2/3 say that action is inappropriate. Okay, so there's Fox News poll. Next up, NBC Wall Street Journal poll: 49% now back Trump's impeachment and removal. It says in their first paragraph, exactly 1 year from the 2020 general election, a majority of all Americans are close to it. No. It's close to a majority, but not but they said
49%, right? That's
correct.
Not a majority.
Correct. They say a majority of all Americans are close to it. Support impeaching President Donald Trump and removing him from office, disapprove of his job performance, and back his top Democrat rivals in a head-to-head matchup. All right. So the first one was Fox News poll. Second one is the Wall Street Journal NBC poll. And the third one here from MSN, okay? It says, Microsoft News is polling people across the country every day to track sentiment towards President Trump and the mood of the nation. They ask the question, do you approve or disapprove of the job Donald Trump is doing as president? All right, so this is, it's somewhat the same but different. Right now, 56% disapprove of the job performance. So
now, if you
and they break it down through a couple of different questions here, but
if you think about those numbers, I would say probably all Democrats would be voting for the impeachment in these polls, and that would be what 35 to 40% for sure votes on impeachment.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other side, Republicans, I'd say what they make up another 35 to 40% of the poll that would not want him removed. And that's just the Republicans that are completely on Trump's side. I imagine there's a pretty big pocket of Republicans, some never Trumpers also, that would vote for him to be impeached or yet undecided. So those are interesting numbers. I mean, we're talking almost 50-50 right now.
Yeah, in the MSN poll, 52% want President Trump removed. Now, I said it when this first came out, and how to quantify this, I don't know. I think there are people that would be polled on impeachment that would say yes because they just want to see something. I know that sounds crazy to people, but there's an effect of people who just want to a chaos effect, or hey, I just want to see this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, almost like they're, because we talked about it being televised, they almost want to see it for entertainment or blood sport. Like yeah impeach, because they just, maybe if you ask them the their issues politically with the president, they might not be able to come up with a handful of them, if any, but they know they want impeachment because it's something else to happen.
And if these hearings do go up on national TV here over the next month, man, they're going to be promoted like it's the Super Bowl. And these channels that are going to put the impeachment hearings up there, I'm sure will have coming up today at 9
yeah.
a.m.
Yes.
The first witness. And the numbers are going to be ridiculous, which means, you know, if they put up numbers this good, it makes sense that some of these organizations would be pushing for impeachment and for hearings.
Yes, I mean, it will be must-see TV for them. Although that's a trademark of somebody. All right, and on the flip side here, you know, that poll said, well, they support the Democrat challenger of the president. Okay, I want to know how deep that support is, because a story out of Baton Rouge over the weekend you were talking about. So Kanye West, okay, he does it's like a pop-up?
Yeah, so for the last, I'd say, year and a half or so, he's been doing these pop-up, what they call Sunday services.
Okay.
And it was just out in California and Nevada for the longest time, and he'd have a choir backing him come out and sing religious songs, but they also sang a lot of Kanye West's singles, some of the songs that he got popular from. He did that for like over and over, and they'd go and do pop-up events at different areas or different places around the United States, and so many people would find out about it the morning of and go out and see this.
Right.
Well, they did the same thing, and he just had a, which is actually a religious album that was released at the end of last week or the week before, and I guess Kanye has completely changed his tune. He's a Christian rapper now.
Well, but he's always had a faith based. You could tell that element was there. He had the push and pull of good and bad. You know, in his music, you could tell that. I mean, he was rapping about bad things, but he was also rapping about how that affected him. Mm-hmm. You know, faith wise.
Yeah, he had some religious themes, right. But in this latest album, it's basically a gospel album, and there's no cursing in it or anything like that. Okay. He even drops a line like, I think he says, "You're my Chick-fil-A closed on Sundays" or something like that. But he had a pop-up event, one of these Sunday services in Baton Rouge over the weekend. I think it happened on Friday, and just like all the other times before, he mentions it right before it happens. So kind of a word of mouth, cool kids thing.
Yes, yeah, you got to
show
be
up.
Yeah.
And the pastor for a church there in Lafayette, Louisiana.
Lafayette. You're saying
there.
It like most people, but the people there say Lafayette.
But they were Instagramming about this and showed a picture of just thousands of people out there. Said over 6,000 people attended this event, all walks of life, all ages, and all races. Said, "I witnessed over 1,000 people respond to the gospel by raising their hands to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior." So Kanye does this last-minute announcement that he's doing a Sunday service on a Friday in Louisiana. And over 6,000 people attend.
Okay, so let me just, if there would have been a pop-up event, can't be for Beto because he's out now. Let's say we're going to be told, so Biden back in the lead. That's the latest polling, whatever. So Joe Biden shows up in Baton Rouge, unannounced. They do a little thing where they send out to a few people. How many people show up to see Joe Biden? How many people show up to see Elizabeth Warren? I would say that you could put President Trump and Kanye West anywhere they would draw more than any of the Democrat, the people we're told are leading the Democrat field, right?
No, no doubt in my mind.
Bernie Sanders, he's coming. Or President Trump.
I think
Bernie Sanders or Kanye West.
Bernie would put up the best numbers of all the candidates.
Yes, and still would be bested by Kanye West by 100%.
I think so. I really think so.
So, I mean, there's just it's interesting. I mean, there's a faith angle to it that is interesting for Kanye West. And, you know, Kanye West supporting President Trump has become an outcast because of that, right, amongst different artists out there.
Mm-hmm. And he's also an outcast now for switching over to gospel.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of the rap world doesn't approve of this, but he's still pulling 6,000 people at this.
He shows up, it's like purposefully unannounced, and 6,000 people come out.
If Elizabeth Warren had a pop-up event in New Hampshire, and a socialist service, let's call it that, or something along those lines.
They're going to give away stuff.
I'd say she pulls maybe 2,000 people at the most.
Maybe. In fertile ground for Elizabeth Warren, take her somewhere and pop up event. How many people go out there, and how many people go to see Kanye West? I think this is a fair question. So, all right, we'll grab some. Y'all, hold on. We'll go to the news break real fast. Come back. I got people on hold. We'll get to you and your text at 343-0106. But yeah, 6,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
Show up to see Kanye West
and
unannounced.
They say 1,000 raise their hands and turn their life over to Jesus. Crazy.
How about that? So the prophet in our own time, maybe Kanye West.
Who knows?
How about that? All right. Remember, online, fmtalk1065.com. You can get the online opinion poll question, the normal one. It's the 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. I know we have two going on, but the official one, we got official and an unofficial one. So the 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question: if the impeachment inquiry hearings are televised, will you be watching? You can vote on that and on my Twitter feed at FMTalk1065. Well, you'll see what the question is when you go over there.
Mayor McCheese. It's my vote.
Right, 8:52, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings on this Monday, first full week of November. And yeah, just a basically a year out now from presidential elections, and we have the text line popping about Kanye West.
Yeah, we do. And Hal brings up a good point. You know, we were talking about what Democrat candidates could pull the numbers that Kanye West did on a pop-up event he had in Louisiana over the weekend. He said, bad comparison. Why don't you ask what would happen?
Of course it is. If I said it, it's got to be bad, Hal.
Why don't you ask what would happen if Bruce Springsteen, a known never-Trumper, announced a free show? How many people would show up for a Springsteen show?
I would. Because I'm a Springsteen fan, but I don't think, and Hal, I think we're telling our age here, Hal. I think Springsteen would bring a bunch, and like I said, I would be there to hear Springsteen because I'm a fan of his music, but I don't think he'd bring what Kanye West did. I don't think so.
6,000 for a last-minute event. That's a lot of numbers.
Because, the people that be into Springsteen won't be checking their social media constantly to get the update that he's that he's around. Also, this unnamed texter says, that poll from Fox News is dead wrong, Sean, and you know it. Why do you even put that crap on the radio? I put the crap on the radio because these are the polls that are out to give you something to talk about, to interact with. This idea that I have to be like some kind of news police for you or something is... it's Fox News poll, there's NBC Wall Street Journal poll. I'm not saying that that's the truth or not the truth, but I'm saying that's what the polls are saying. So if you want to tell me how you know it's dead wrong, which you could be right... You could be right, unnamed texter, but tell me. Mm-hmm. Don't just say, you know it's wrong. No, I don't. I don't know that it's right either. I mean, I've watched enough in polling that out there, but to say, like, I have this, suppose I get this job to squash anything that you don't want to hear. Have your response to it. Shoot it down. That's great. But to pretend it's not there, it's not realistic.
And you did say Fox News poll, right? Not a CNN poll.
There was a Fox News poll and a NBC Wall Street Journal poll that were the 49% supporting. Mm-hmm. Once again, I think there's factors of people in there that just want to see what happens.
Yeah.
I don't think, I think what happens is, of course, the president will be impeached by the House. I don't think the Senate will vote to remove. I mean, I've been saying that since September. But I'm just telling you what the poll said. You should be able to hear something you disagree with and not say, it must be banned. That speech must go away. That makes you sound like something on the far left.
If there's a poll out there that says, would you rather these hearings continue to be held behind closed doors or would you rather they be open hearings, I would hope that most Americans would vote for the open hearings so that you can actually see with your own eyes
right.
What's going on.
Yes, I want to hear the facts. That's been the problem with the Democrats so far. It has not been in the open. We want it in the open. David, yeah, I did, because he came to, he said, y'all know Kanye West has family in Washington County. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he went to a thing in McIntosh.
I think it was a funeral. I think he had a family member pass away, and Kanye does have family here in Alabama.
And Todd saying, Sean and Dalton pimping Kanye West, the warmest term. Man, we've been, you need to go check our iPods, Todd. You might be very, very surprised. All right, to the phones, and James the Engineer in Mobile checking in. Hey, James.
Hey guys, how y'all doing?
Doing good, man.
You come out with your opinion poll about the what people watch, and the bottom line is, if it alone is nothing, but it would be businessmen for sure to watch it, because whatever the outcome could be if he got impeached or the charges can also affect the stock market. Yeah, but the general public, I think it'll be a large percentage. But what I wanted to comment on is what you just talked about. Let's face it, we heard all these polls prior to him being elected, and they all were saying that he was behind, and then he got elected. So I take these things like a grain of salt as far as...
That's a good take. That's a good take.
What the outside influence is to the opinion poll, you know what I'm saying?
Excellent take, James. That's an excellent take. You hear this poll... You disagree with it. You point something out that happened in the past in 2016. Now that's a fair argument against it. But just saying that I should never mention that on the air because it doesn't say what you want to hear. I'm sorry.
Somebody is swearing. I apologize.
No, you don't apologize. You're making a good argument.
Somebody is worried out here, or somebody just don't have a little depth about them. Because bottom line, I like to hear all of it. The more I hear, the more it lets me know who's worried about who.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
I do.
Gentlemen, y'all have a good one. Good Thanksgiving, if I don't talk to you now and then, and also a good Christmas. Uh-huh. And always, Dalton, you too, buddy. Y'all take care.
All right, James. Thank you, James. We're feel good the whole way through the holiday season.
Yeah, I don't know how worried about this impeachment inquiry Trump's supporters are, and I don't even know how worried about it Trump is himself, but over the weekend went to another sporting event after he was booed during World Series Game 5 last week. He went to the UFC this weekend, first sitting president to ever attend a fighting championship there, UFC event, and Dana White welcomed him in, a big Trump supporter. Now, there's a lot of rumors, not rumors, but video on both sides showing the president booed when he came in.
Yeah, but then I saw something where he was cheered.
Yeah, and both his sons, Trump Jr. and Eric Trump, well, Barron didn't get on the Twitter feed, but the other two sons said that that it was complete BS, using the actual word there, saying that there were a lot of cheers. I watched videos, and I saw a lot of people cheering, and there were videos where I saw a lot of people booing. So kind of like America right now, there were a lot of people on both sides. But I was impressed. Trump went. He was there for the preliminary fights. We're talking like 7 hours of fights.
Wow.
He watched the prelims on the TV with the president, Dana White, the UFC president, and then sat through the entire main event, which was like 4 hours, watching all the fights ringside there at Madison Square Garden. So that's what he was doing this weekend.
Pretty solid political play, I think.
I think so.
I'm not saying he didn't like it himself. I'm just saying that's a... Probably goes, he might move the needle more with going to a UFC event than you would MLB event.
I'd say so.
In the way the world's looking today, and where sports are, which sports are growing, which sports are diminishing, might have made a real good choice there with the UFC. Hey, by the way, just quickly here, thank you for wishing us a happy Thanksgiving and Merry Christmas there, James, because it reminded me to say this. Story from Gizmodo this morning, new study out. If you do a bad job at wrapping your presents, the people you give them to will actually like the presidents more, because it comes down to setting expectations. They say when something's wrapped nicely, it sets an expectation about the gift, and that has a pretty good chance of leading to the person being disappointed. But by, as they called it here, phoning in your wrapping, the person's expecting garbage from the president. So when the president isn't bad, they're surprised and excited. So that's good. That's a good way to look at things for me, because quite often I've handed gifts over and they go, oh, did your kids wrap these? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, my children wrapped them.
How cute.
I just have not taken the time to learn. I use half a thing of Scotch tape, way more material than needed for wrapping the present.
Sometimes I just hand it over in the box I bought it in the store with.
It's just a plastic bag. Here you go. Let me get the receipt out of there. All right, Mike Gallagher Show on the way next. We'll talk to you again at noon.